Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Confidence. Today, we're diving into something really powerful. Vulnerability. Now, I know what you're thinking, vulnerability? Isn't that like, opening yourself up to get hurt? Absolutely not. Think of it more like, taking off your armor, letting people see the real you. And trust me, that's where the magic happens when it comes to building genuine connections. Here's the deal. We live in a world obsessed with perfection, picture-perfect social media feeds, curated online personas, and the pressure to always have it all together. It's exhausting, right? But guess what? That perfect facade is actually a barrier to real connection. People crave authenticity. They crave seeing the messy, beautiful, imperfect parts of us. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways about embracing vulnerability and watch those connections deepen. Number 1. Vulnerability breeds trust. Ever felt that instant click with someone who just seemed real? That's because they shared something authentic, maybe a fear, a struggle, or even just an honest opinion. Sharing our vulnerabilities creates space for others to do the same, building a foundation of trust that's the bedrock of any meaningful relationship. Number 2. Vulnerability fosters intimacy. Think about your closest relationships, the ones where you feel truly seen and understood. Chances are, those are the bonds built on shared vulnerability. You've let each other in, shown your true selves, even when it felt scary. And that openness leads to a level of intimacy you simply can't achieve behind a wall of pretense. Number 3. Vulnerability invites connection. When we're vulnerable, we open ourselves up to the possibility of genuine connection. We signal to others that we're willing to be seen and heard, to share our experiences, both good and bad. It takes courage, but it creates a space for others to do the same, sparking real and meaningful interactions. Number 4. Vulnerability shows strength, not weakness. You know that feeling when someone shares something personal and you admire their courage? That's because vulnerability requires true strength. It takes guts to expose our fears and insecurities, to let down our guard. And it's in those moments of vulnerability that we discover our own resilience and the power of human connection. Finally, number 5, vulnerability is a journey, not a destination. Don't expect to become a master of vulnerability overnight. It takes practice, patience, and a willingness to step outside your comfort zone. But every small step you take, sharing a fear with a friend, admitting a mistake, or simply being open and honest, brings you closer to building those deep, meaningful connections we all crave. Let me paint you a picture. You're at a networking event. It's crowded, people are talking, and you feel that familiar wave of anxiety. I don't know anyone here. Your inner voice whispers, but then you remember something. Vulnerability is your secret weapon. So, instead of pretending to be someone you're not, you take a deep breath and strike up a conversation with the person next to you. You share a genuine comment about the event, maybe a funny observation or an honest opinion. And guess what? They respond. They share something about themselves too. Suddenly, you've broken down that barrier, created a connection based on authenticity, and who knows, maybe even made a new friend. See, vulnerability is not about being weak. It's about embracing your humanness, sharing your authentic self, and building genuine connections with others. And those connections are the real magic in life. So remember, be brave, be open, and let your true colors shine. Take that leap of faith. Share something you're passionate about, admit a mistake, or simply be present and listen with an open heart. You never know who you might connect with, what bonds you might forge, or how much your willingness to be vulnerable will enrich your life. Don't forget to spread the love. Share this episode with someone who could use a little boost of confidence, leave us a review if it resonated with you, and join the conversation on social media. I'm always here for your stories, your questions, and your journey towards greater social confidence. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.